HarperCollins presents A Sister's War by Molly Green, read by Sophie Bentinck. To my dear sister, Carol Ann, who for two pins would live on a narrowboat. To all the women and girls who worked on the Grand Union Canal Carrying Company Limited during the Second World War, taking their narrowboats filled with cargo such as wool, steel, coal, timber, cement, sand, iron, shells for explosives, and even dates used for sauce, on scores of trips from London to Birmingham and back. In 1948, they were finally acknowledged for their valuable contribution in the war and given badges with the initials IW, Inland Waterways, and thereafter jokingly became known as the Idle Women. Nothing could be further from the truth. Chapter 1. Down, near Bromley, Kent, October 1943. The lights dimmed in the cinema until the auditorium went dark. The chattering audience stopped with one accord. All Ronnie could see was the swirl of cigarette smoke and the silhouette of the heads and women's hats in the rows in front of her. She felt her friend, Lois, give her a nudge.
Not long now till the film.
Lois was breathless with excitement.
It's Pathé News first, Ronnie whispered. That's the bit I hate. It's always more bad news. I just came to see the main film.
Lois pulled a small bag of boiled sweets from her handbag and handed one to Ronnie.
Joan Crawford is my favourite. She always plays good parts, makes mincemeat of the men.
She gave a giggle.
Shh!
A man with a large head and boxer's shoulders who was sitting in front of them half turned, waving his hand towards her.
Some of us would like to hear the news.
Ronnie recoiled.
It hasn't actually started yet,
she said, feeling a rise of annoyance.
This is Pathé News, the newsreader's voice cut across any further argument. Today, the 13th of October, Italy has declared war on Nazi Germany, just 1 month after Italy surrendered to the Allies.
The audience sent up a roar of approval, and several people clapped, Ronnie and Lois amongst them.
Best news we've heard for ages,
Lois said, turning to Ronnie. The light from the cinema screen showed her eyes dancing with excitement. The newsreader continued a few moments longer and then switched subjects.
Women and girls are taking over more and more of the men's jobs. Here are some of the girls in the Land Army doing a marvellous job keeping food on our tables. Just look at this young lady actually driving a tractor.
The newsreader's voice rose in disbelief.
These girls are certainly wearing the trousers.
There were a few male chuckles. One man in the audience called out,
Not in my house, they're not.
More laughter. Ronnie watched the film intently. Three land girls, dressed in jodhpurs, their jumpers tucked into their waists and belted, were working on a farm. Ronnie immediately slumped back in her seat. She'd applied 3 weeks ago to join the Land Army. Actually, 3 weeks and 2 days, to be precise. Convinced they would grab her. Several posters she'd seen pinned up in the library and in the village hall, hoping to persuade girls to join. Especially one colourful poster had really caught her eye. It showed a smiling land girl with dark curly hair, a little longer but not unlike her own, her hand resting on a horse's neck, and an amiable pipe-smoking farmer looking on. The message along the top of the poster read, We could do with thousands more like you. And underneath the picture was a yellow banner with black writing, Join the Women's Land Army. She'd dashed home, breathless with excitement that her chance had come, and filled in the application form without telling her mother.
What was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?